We are today sanctioning a number of other individuals with substantial resources and influence who provide material support to the Russian leadership, as well as a bank that provides material support to these individuals. This is not our preferred outcome. These sanctions would not only have a significant impact on the Russian economy, but could also be disruptive to the global economy.
The president has spoken, talking about more sanctions leveled on the pals of Putin, but will it stop the most powerful leader in the world? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you believe it? Spring is here. Sure doesn't feel like spring, does it? March madness upon us, and there's a lot of madness going on. Besides the situation in the Ukraine, how about what's going on with this airplane, Flight 370? The search continues. The conspiracy theories abound, and even some of the well-thought-out possibilities and probabilities seem like they're all melding into one thing. Are we going to find this plane on the bottom of the ocean somewhere at incredible depths? Or will it shockingly pull up somewhere? I mean, that would be the shocker. That would be the story of 2014 if that happened. Game over, by the way, if that's the case. Looking miles outside of Perth in an area that traps debris, as it's been described, shown on a satellite, from a satellite information showing two big chunks that look like possibly the tail because of the size. What can you tell from a satellite image? And is that really, I mean, really? Is that really the plane? What do you think? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'm not on the road to a billion, by the way, in March Madness. I've already gotten five wrong. I don't know if any of you took the challenge, but I wish you well. I hope that you've accomplished more than I have so far when it comes to college hoops. Let's take a leadoff man, Rick, in Illinois. Rick, do you believe it? Spring is here. It doesn't feel like it, does it? Oh, Rick, you got to turn down your radio.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, this fresh thing over there. You know, the thanks thing going to help do anything. They can always go around another country and get what they need. We find that out every time we try to put sanctions on somebody. So-called friends are dealing with them. You just might as well forget about them. They have that country.
Yeah, I agree. Sanctions don't work. It's like the kid you say, don't put your hand on the stove.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Unless the hand is on fire, the kid is still having a hard time processing that. And you're right. Sanctions don't work. We've seen that.
Well, I just heard that guy the other day that the food won that. They got that naval base there in Tymania.
Yes.
What that. They pay a lot of rent. Had to rent that to the Ukraine. So now they got used to that naval base there. They don't have to pay no rent. So they got the naval base. That's not all they can do. But
yeah, that was a key reason to do that. That was another piece of the puzzle. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I want, that naval base.
Yep.
That outrageous rent. What everybody going to do now is the continent's going to separate from England. Don't go in there and try to bomb them too. Get all upset over there and a lot.
What are they going to try to do now?
Scotland. They want to separate from England.
Yeah.
But we're going to stick our nose in their business now.
Yeah. You know, touche, point taken. I mean, this is the problem, Rick. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. where do we go next? Why, you know, what are we, the world's policemen? You could say, well, yeah, that's why we're the greatest country in the face of the earth, but we don't have it anymore. We can't possibly spread ourselves any thinner, no matter how big our military is.
Yeah, I mean, they want to separate from them, I guess they can, it's their business.
Yep.
I mean, I think, what's his name? $1 billion is going to be pretty safe this year.
I think the $1 billion is safe too. Well, he is chuckling.
Buffett.
Yeah, he's just Buffett. Getting he's just getting more publicity. But yeah, I think it's safe.
Yeah, I think he's pretty safe bet there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like everybody else, lost first round. To be upset.
Did you what upset did you have? Cincinnati going down?
Well, Oklahoma got beat.
Oh.
Ohio State got beat. I can't remember what they played the soon. They got beat.
Yeah.
Pretty right there.
Yeah, you had the same as me. I thought for sure Ohio State, it might be close, but I didn't think they weren't going to pull it out. I was stunned. Harvard with a big win.
Harvard. That's what I think of.
Harvard, and, you know, no offense to Harvard, Ivy League, no, I didn't think so. But that shows you that's why it's called March Madness, because that's what can happen. You can have some cockamamie, you know, upset, and you only lose if your Final Four is intact and you're in other brackets, that you'd only lose a handful of points. But the problem is you start losing 5 and 6, and then, you know, it's the road to nowhere.
Yeah. That's the back end. Enjoy the games, I guess.
So, Rick, you and I are doing the same thing. We are in the same car. Just think of it. Close your eyes for a second. I'm sitting next to you, and we're kvetching because we are already out of this thing. Enjoy the games. Have a great weekend. And he and I are in the same situation. I felt pretty good. I actually took some time in looking at, you know, looking at the matchups and stuff, knowing in my head, however, that this is what happens. I mean, upsets happen, but I didn't pick any of the upsets. I got upset is what happened to me. That didn't happen. You know, I wasn't lucky in some of those early picks, so I'm out of it. Already out of it. It's kind of like when you buy a loaded lottery ticket. You hardly buy the lottery. You might plunk a dollar down here or there, but then you go crazy and think, wow, $400 million. I'm going to get $8 worth, $10 worth, whatever. And you have nothing. You don't even have one number. So that's kind of what it's like when these brackets get busted. You got nada. Nothing. Zilch. And if you're watching like Rick and I, you're just watching for fun. Because you have already tanked, my friends. You have already tanked. And I know what that feels like. Oh, it's brutal. I can't even look at the bracket now. I had so many X's on it for the fact that I just made some lousy choices, I guess. I should have done eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tight, we're going to introduce you to Michael Webb. He is an incredible singer, and he's part of a group of the Navy chanters who are just absolutely amazing. They're touring right now, and they usually never tour. They only do it every 5 years, so I had a chance to hear him and the rest of the group. And wait till you hear his story. That's coming up at the end of the hour. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And when I say as first as food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
If you want to throw in, I know there's some live wires out there. You third shifters are rocking it. Come on now. So the plane, has it vanished into thin air for good? We're going on the second. We were in the second week. We're almost officially at 2 solid weeks. Who doesn't love a mystery in the sense that this has captivated the world? Sadly, because I feel for those families. I really do. I would not want to be in that position. I'd be out of my head. I'm a pretty calm person, but I have to tell you, I'd be out of my head, just like they were, in wanting more information. How can you not help but be that way? Sit patiently. Oh, we'll let you know. Yeah, we'll let you know. And they don't know. They're being kept in the dark, of course. I think there's more to the story than we really know. 855-266-5283. And has Putin put Obama in his place by just saying, yeah, whatever with these sanctions? Look, Forbes has me as one of the most popular cats in the world. I'm making a ton of money. Everybody knows my face, and I feel good about where I stand, and I'm not concerned. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can certainly do that too as well. All right, this was creepy. They found 100 immigrants at a stash house in Texas. Did you hear this story? Actually, more than 100. Even looking at the picture of it is freaky. 100 immigrants. They were being held against their will. 94 men, 15 women, and some children. A 1,500 square foot house. Think of that. Picture in your mind, 1,500 square feet. A pregnant woman they hauled off to the hospital because she needed some medical attention. Nobody was seriously injured, but they were crammed in there. They were hungry. They were thirsty. I mean, they were thrown in there like dogs, to be honest. And that's what it looked like in the video. Like what they do with those puppy mills. How awful is that? This is the United States of America. This is in Houston. Five people were arrested. And wait till you see the charges. They're going to get slammed with. This was Immigration and Customs that was able to tag on to this. So they've been rescued. And there have been different numbers that have been reported, too. There's strangeness into how many there were in the house, but it's over 100. They're from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, and they're in ICE custody, of course. 5 to 47 years old. I think people in law enforcement are just stunned by this. I mean, stunned. They're saying they've been, there's one guy, I heard him today on the TV, said he'd been there 5 years. It's the largest number of people they ever saw in one place. I mean, people just kept streaming out. And they got tipped off because they were contacted by family members of a woman who was missing. And they were being held, check this out, this is in the United States, I'm going to say it again, for ransom. The family, someone in the family is supposed to meet the suspect who is holding the 24-year-old and two children for ransom. So that's what was going on there. How many of those deals were happening, who knows. But when the suspect didn't show up, the family panicked and they said, you know, forget it, we're calling the cops. And somehow they found this house, somehow they zeroed in on it, in South Harris County, specifically in Houston. They set up surveillance, and when somebody left, a patrol car pulled it over on a traffic stop, and they found papers. They found weapons, papers that showed some kind of criminal activity, and they detained them. One room where they were believed to have stayed, had a mattress, a fridge, and weapons. That's what it had in it. The rest of the house was just blocked off, cordoned off, is the way it was explained. And the people were held there against their will. There was one bathroom. The windows were boarded with plywood. The doors were deadbolted. And you could only enter from the outside. Boy, that's a clue if your neighbors have that going on. Do you notice that these guys are coming in and out and everything's boarded up over there? So at least they have five people in custody behind bars. I mean, that they said it's just subhuman conditions. I'm going to say this again. United States of America. You know, so it reminds me in an eerie way. I know it's very different, but The guy that killed himself in jail, I just blocked his name from my mind even because I just couldn't stand to see his mugshot. But the guy who had the three women in the Cleveland house, and for 10 years they were held captive, and even one of them had a baby and all this craziness. And nobody in the neighborhood knew. Said, oh, yeah, he's a friendly guy, nice guy. So here these guys are there. It looks like they might have been there for a while. And they have that many people in the house. They're boarded up. Nobody's seeing anything. Nothing looks funny. Are they just ignoring it? I mean, how did they miss that? How do you miss that? I think I would notice that. I was thinking that today. I was looking at my neighbor across the street, my neighbor next to me, and the other on the other side. But you know, how does this happen? How does this happen? That they go under the radar. Here's a great question. How well do you know your neighbors? And I don't care if you're living in an apartment or a house or whatever it is. Do you know your neighbors? Do you know on either side, you can knock on the door and say, hey, how you doing? Just checking on you. Haven't talked to you in a while. Or no. Do you barely know them and they would have no clue if somebody was holding you hostage? I think it's frightening because it's just too many people to be there for nobody to know anything. It doesn't make any sense. It does, I guess, if they can get away with it. So that's the whole idea. Okay, boom. Ransom. That's what we'll do. We'll make some extra money. But, wow. People are... We're paying the price for this influx of illegal immigrants, by the way. But the people and their families getting crushed by this is sad. I mean, very sad. There has to be a way to stop some of this. Has to be. Mm. I mean, they're trying to make, what, a better lives for the, life for themselves. Their cousin tells them to come over. What, you know, what leads to all of this? And the people that come over, that flood in, what's going on with them and how are they assimilated into some of these neighborhoods? And oh, I'm glad that they caught them. Now let's see what happens. Let's see what they do. Hopefully, just, I think they should nail them to the wall. I do. I think they should nail them to the wall. And to have them in those conditions, too, whew, brutal. That's all I can say. I mean, that is just brutal. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, kind of a mixture of things. Taking a look at You Don't Say. So things that are kind of surprising that happen that sometimes go under the radar. In fact, a lot of times go under the radar. Maybe because we're so overwhelmed by so many things and the average attention span of a human being is 8 seconds. So 8 seconds means, you know, you're going to miss a few things. I just have a feeling you might have missed a few things. It's kind of like that's why I say it's you don't say. You'd be sitting next to someone and the you know, you'd say at the turn of the century, you don't say. Hey, did you know the Earth was round? You don't say. So there's some interesting things to ponder that have definitely been creeping up the radar, and including a new genetic disorder that's been discovered, which you got me on this one. You're going to find this interesting now. In fact, we're going to lead with that. What is a genetic disorder that has just totally left people with their mouths wide open? We're talking about it next.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Nays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. 2 big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. it. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're going to hear this conversation. Amazing musicians. I had a chance to see them. I feel really fortunate since they only get out of the D.C.-ish area every 5 years. And they were actually right near my hometown. So I had a chance to catch up with one of them. And you'll enjoy that. That's coming up in our next segment. But before we get there, kind of this, you don't say, an old-fashioned word for, I'm surprised, wow, you're kidding me. So, do you know that there are children that are running around that don't cry? There are babies that don't cry. But what's scary is when your baby doesn't cry, when they're kind of limp and they're blankly staring into the distance, they have these tests they're doing, and the tests show signs of liver damage, and then there's babies' seizures. The doctors don't really tell you what's wrong. They can't tell you how to fix it. And there's a project called the Human Genome Project, which happened in 2003. I can remember seeing some stuff on this to identify genetic mutations, right? And identifying that kind of stuff has gotten easier, and it's much cheaper, thank goodness, because then this saves some of these families. But the genesis struggled to find people who share the rare DNA quirks. That's why they can't tell you what's wrong. So that studying multiple patients with the same problem, the same mutations and symptoms is so crucial to finding out a new genetic disorder. So there was an outstanding paper that was published in the journal Genetics in Medicine, and the paper shows this NGLY1, and it's an inherited genetic disorder. It's caused by mutations in the NGLY1 gene, thus the crazy name. And the researchers confirmed 8 people with the mutations who have a lot of the same symptoms, including developmental delays, abnormal tear production, and liver disease. And here's the interesting part. Technology, when it pays off, is good, right? They credit an internet blog with bringing the patients and the scientists together, because that's what happened. In frustration, going out and blogging about it, finding somebody else who had the similar problem, and then it led to hooking people up together. So how wild is that? And they say that sometimes it can be pretty bad with some of these mutations and then trying to figure it out. So how about that for mixing up the recipes? I mean, seriously, I think it's one of the best, seeing this paper and reading it, and then on this NGLY1 gene, very tough. I mean, really tough. Nothing to compare things with. And just a wild black hole, I guess, that you get thrusted into. Because, of course, you have a baby, you have a young child. You're a parent. You want to do whatever you can to find out how you can help them and find out what's wrong. So how about that? I mean, it's just, you know, incredible that through blogging, hey, does anyone else know this? And somebody else hooks up, and I'm frustrated, I'm not getting sleep, and this is what's happening. So now they're trying to come up with more answers, but at least they have a name for it. They have people to study, and that's what often leads to maybe even a cure or something to do to relieve some of those symptoms that are just so awful, so tough on the parents, right? So, bravo. All right, moving along to another one. I see medicine takes time. That's the problem, right? Medicine takes time, and when you got a sick kid, it, you know, just does not work. All right, here's another you don't say. I was surprised by this story because I can remember, it seems like it wasn't too long ago, but it has probably been a while. Do you remember a singer named Anita Baker? She had such a pretty voice, and I can remember them playing her tunes over and over again. And it was kind of a soulful singer, and now they're after her in Detroit. She didn't show up for a court date that she had scheduled. She sang the song Sweet Love, and she was supposed to be, she's having an ongoing battle with, of course, a painting and decorating guy in Detroit. So the people in the company, the bosses of that company, sued her for $15,000 for stuff that they say they performed inside her home. And they're looking for her. They're saying she didn't pay for carpentry, plastering, and painting work. But this goes all the way back to 2009. It's nice, isn't it, to know the people who had major hits were major players and were on top talk shows and had platinum albums, fall into the same problems that other people fall into. Disputes with contractors, who's right, who's wrong in this case. And then, because you're well known, it gets blown up all over the place, and more people know your business than you probably want to know your business. I think this sounds like a Judge Judy thing for me, you know? Can you imagine? Let's just let Judge Judy settle this thing. I'm all good with that. Here's another good one. There's a lot of Beatles freaks out there. And, in fact, there are, I mean, we've talked about this. Beatles, as far as groups are concerned, have to be the number one group of all time. I mean, you have, for some people, you really have to go back in history, but right now, there's no danger of anybody unseating them. I think when you think of their hits, when you think of their reach, when you think of the revolution, all that kind of stuff. Well, check this out. Clothing worn by Ringo Starr, George Harrison in the Beatles film Help. Sold in an auction in Liverpool, England. The cape that was worn in 1965 by, in 1965 from the Richard Lester film got $97,000. George Harrison's jacket sold for $86,000. And they were expected to go, of course, for much less, you know, like $40,000-something. Then there was a piano that was used by Paul McCartney and John Lennon while they were composing Yesterday in Help. It was bought by a South American collector for $92,000. So all in all, I'd say that auction house had to be happy with the money that they were able to reel in on some of these, some of this stuff from Help, the clothing, the piano. That'd be pretty cool, actually, to have that piano, I think. So if that collector is somebody who plays the piano, then I think it makes it much more interesting, makes the story more interesting. But I couldn't find that out. There's no way to find that out. It is a, yeah, you know, you don't say moment, though. Especially, I love looking at those old pictures of the Beatles. The best. Very different in those rockier years for the Beatles, I think, than in the younger years where they might have had their problems and we just didn't know it, right? Because they just became an overnight sensation, or so it seems. They weren't really, but they got tagged with that when they came to the United States. Dinosaurs and how we feel about dinosaurs. There is something about dinosaurs that bring out the kid in a lot of people. There's something about dinosaurs, right? So scientists unveiled a dinosaur that they're calling Chicken from Hell. Oh, it's brutal. And the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, might have been in the way of the Chicken from Hell. That's how they're describing it. But it's something that they uncovered, and it looked like a cross between an ostrich and a Velociraptor. That's what one expert's saying anyway. And the remains of the three animals were used to piece together the skeleton. So how about that? And you know where they find this kind of stuff, don't you? They find this stuff in Hell Creek in North and South Dakota. And I know there's some people listening to us there, so they know all about it. And it was from an excavation that dated back to thousands and thousands of years ago, of course. And a rock formation that is Hell Creek. It's Hell Creek. And the Chicken from Hell, get it? Chicken from Hell, because that's the creek's name. That's what makes what they're calling Anzu Wiley very exciting to paleontologists, because it's the largest species of egg-stealing dinosaurs found in North America. Woohoo! A large, complete skeleton is what they're looking for. But it's pretty wild to see the picture of it. Whatever search engine you use, you'll have to put Chicken from Hell, and you should see the drawing of it. It actually looks like it could fly. Stay with us.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Excited to talk about this because I had a chance to actually see them a couple of days ago. The Navy Band Sea Chancers. What do you think when you think of Sea Chancers and then you think of the Navy Band? Let me tell you, they just blew my socks off. And in our virtual green room, I don't think he has, I don't think he's singing or practicing or doing anything like that. Hopefully he's just relaxing. Musician first class Michael Webb joins us, and I got a chance to see him and his partners, and they, like I said, they were just absolutely phenomenal. Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So explain to people, because I didn't give a great explanation, explain to people how long the Sea Chanters have been along and how you get involved, how you were chosen to be a Sea Chanter.
Well, it's a great question. We get that question a lot, not surprisingly, but the chorus has been around now for 58 years. So we're coming up on 60 years, and essentially it's the official chorus of the Navy. And when openings in the chorus become available because people are retiring or separate from the service, we notify all the interested parties we can. And in my case, like many of my colleagues, we heard about an audition for a spot that suited our individual voice types. And we auditioned as civilians. And when on the job, we went straight to a recruiting office and enlisted in the Navy in order to do this particular job that we have with the chorus.
Wow. And when you first, okay, when you first were hooked up, the very first performance you did, do you remember what that was like?
I do, actually. It was just a little over 10 years ago. It was at the Naval Academy Chapel, where we were doing a performance with the Academy Band at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. And then 3 days later, I was singing at the White House for President Bush, Laura Bush, Vice President Cheney, and several other high-ranking dignitaries in a room that was about 20 feet by 20 feet. So it was quite the big first week, I'd have to say.
Nice. I love that you get right to the White House, boy, as soon as you start. Did you, when you started singing as a, I would imagine as a kid, did you imagine you'd end up in the position you are now?
No, actually, and that's a fantastic story that I often refer to in that most people who do start singing in choruses or any type of engagement don't imagine that they'd be able to find themselves making a living doing that. But that's part of what is so great about this Navy band opportunity is that I did not think that I'd find a way. However, I never stopped sort of hoping and wishing and working towards that. And the Navy band has provided exactly that, you know, an opportunity to make a living and serve the country at the same time. So it's quite a remarkable combination.
We should tell everyone that musician first class Michael Webb is a bass vocalist, and he's also the narrator for the Sea Chanters chorus. So for somebody listening that has those kind of pipes, what do you do to keep your voice in shape? Because you got to use it a lot.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We all have individual needs, and, you know, hopefully at this point in our careers, we sort of identified what we need to do to make sure that we individually are ready to go every night. But we also, you know, partake in group warm-ups, things like that. A lot of the vocalists in the group take private lessons still. You know, you when you're getting a degree in music, you take lessons and studio lessons for years and years and years, and most of us have master's degrees and even further education. So those habits that were ingrained in us for years are still being brought to the forefront every day by most of us. But it all depends. Each person knows kind of what they need to do to get ready. I would say it's not dissimilar to an athlete. You know, certain athletes need to show up at the gym a couple hours early and shoot some hoops for 2 hours before game time. Other of them just show up right before and they're ready to go. It's similar with us. And thankfully, we all sort of take it upon ourselves to make sure that we're ready every night.
How do you choose the music?
Well, great question. It's a tricky proposition sometimes, because if you saw our performance just the other night, you've seen to yourself that we want to present a variety of options. We want to try to showcase styles that people may not necessarily expect to see when they come to see a military chorus. But at the same time, we know that our audiences expect to feel proud of America and to feel swells of patriotism and pride and what their armed forces are doing, specifically the Navy. So we have to do a delicate balancing act between sort of giving them what they expect to see, but also wowing them by stretching the boundaries a little bit. And, well, you know, as you can attest yourself, hopefully we've achieved that on this tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have. I'll tell you, this stretch of work was so amazing to me that you transported us to a lot of different places. You know, including the fact that you ended up with some 70s music that, what did you call them? You had a name for it, actually, that was clever.
We call it the Bell Bottom Sing-Along.
Yes, and you could see people just light up because it was just a mix of so many different things and so well done. So obviously you've tested this and people seem to definitely liked it where I was. Do they like it on the road? Have you gotten that same reception?
Oh, absolutely. In that piece you're referring to in particular, we always use that as an encore, just to sort of throw the icing on the cake, if you will. We've been using that piece for a couple of years now. It was actually arranged by one of the members within the chorus, musician first class Bill Edwards. And we'd had success with similar pieces in the past that would highlight songs from the 60s or the 50s or singer-songwriter era. So he put that together a couple of years ago, and it's been fantastic. And the audience seems to love it, so we're going to keep bringing it.
You talked about the first week when you hooked up with Sea Chanters, what it was like for you. It was amazing, ending up in the White House, the Bush White House. And now you've done this for, as you said, 10 years. Is there one, besides that moment, obviously, the first week, but is there one performance that was just the best so far? Was there one moment that you were so excited to be there? It was a great venue, and just everything came together for you?
Well, there are a few, and for different reasons. I would have to say being a part of the Reagan funeral, the state funeral, was quite remarkable, obviously for more solemn reasons. But we were at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and I was sitting amongst all the choruses and in front of the Marine Band, and then right in front of them was all the living presidents. Margaret Thatcher, I believe, was there. It was just Tony Blair. I mean, it was the semblance of power that was there to pay their respects to the late President Reagan was quite remarkable. But probably if I had to list just one highlight of my career so far, it would have to be singing at President Obama's first inauguration. because we were the only military course used during the actual ceremony. And we all are sort of at the services of whoever decides gets to perform where, but we were lucky and we were chosen to sing, I believe it was God Bless America, or the national anthem, rather, right after he finished his inaugural address. So here we are, you know, perched on the top of the Capitol building, looking out and seeing every single blade of grass on the National Mall is covered by people. And it was a sea of humanity that was there, obviously in a very hopeful time, and it is quite remarkable. I think most of us remarked that it was probably the highlight of our careers thus far.
Very cool. All the people that you travel with, and we should tell people, I want to make sure we know this, and I'm going to tell them throughout the show, but you're on tour right now, so if somebody wants to come and see, how can they find out more information?
That's a great question. The best way to find out information about our tour schedule, what stops we have left, and to just generally learn about the Navy Band in general, is through our website, which is navyband.navy.mil, as in military. It's kind of long, I know, but the other easy thing is just do a web search for the Navy Band in Washington, D.C., and you can find it easily that way as well. But, yeah, we still have about 8 shows left on this tour, and we're going to make our way from where we are now. We're in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to make our way east through Tennessee and Virginia and back up to D.C. So we'd love to see anybody that's available. And if you remember what we said during our concert the other night, we rely very heavily on word of mouth. We don't have a particularly large advertising budget, as you may imagine. So we really just rely upon and hope that our concert patrons who have enjoyed us can really spread the word to friends and families they have that are going to be anywhere near the rest of our stops. So, jump on that website, navybands.navy.mil, and you will learn all that you need to know about our tour.
And Michael, normally too, to let people know this, you're around D.C. That's where you're performing for the most part, so it's pretty special to go out on the road, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You're exactly right. We are stationed in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Navy Yard. So at least 11 months out of the year, that's where we operate. That's where you'll find all of our performances. But once a year in the springtime, we tend to spend about 3 weeks moving to a different part of the region of the country. And we rotate the region. So it was 5 years ago that we were in this region of the country. And it'll be another 5 years before we can get back to, you know, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas. So you're exactly right. It's a rare opportunity, one that only comes around about once every 5 years. So we absolutely hope that people feel it's a special opportunity and take advantage of it.
All right. Thank you so much, musician first class Michael Webb with the Navy Band Sea Chanters. Check that out. If you can get to one of their performances, I highly recommend it. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It was a pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.